Welcome to the Design Your Life on Purpose podcast with me, Sherry Honeycutt, Life Coach, where I have one mission with this podcast, and that is to help you get out of your velvet rut, to stop living by default and waiting to have the life you crave. This is a podcast where I help you take inspired action, step into the responsibility for your own happiness, and start every day figuring out what you can do to create the life you want, because it won't accidentally happen, my friends. So lean into today's content, make the intention to take away a nugget or two, and more importantly, decide that you're going to implement whatever you take away from here today, because it's on you, baby. It's on you to create that life that you want, and I know you can do it. So let's go. So how do you create the life that you really want? How do you do it? Well, I imagine throughout time, there have been a small segment of people, not everyone, who have been pondering this. How do you get the results you want? I think in the most recent history, we have been obsessed with this. And again, not everyone, but a small group of people who have been challenging the status quo, who have been challenging themselves to say, hey, is the reality that I'm living right now the one that I want? I won't credit all of this with Oprah, but she began a movement, at least among those of us who were watching her, that was telling us we could live our best lives. And I'm immensely thankful for that. I'm immensely thankful to her and others who began to plant seeds that what I was currently experiencing in the moment didn't have to be my future. And I believe so strongly in it that I myself am a coach, and this is what I talk about. How do we create the life that we want and do it on purpose? And the reason I've named my business that is that I believe that it, without an intentional thought or a plan or at least some sort of connection to what we really want, we won't have it. I say it this way, we don't accidentally create the life or the business or the outcomes that we want. We just don't do it. But what does that mean on a Tuesday afternoon? And what does that mean on a given day? Like, how do you actually do that? Well, there's a multi-step process to it. It's simple, but still, you have to, first of all, take responsibility to know that your happiness is on you to do. No one's going to come and create this life for you. That's the whole thing. And then you got to be super clear about what it is that you want. And I have a lot to say about that. I'll do more podcasts about that in the future. But this particular question eludes a lot of folks. I don't know what I want, they'll tell me. I really don't know. And that's okay. That's okay. But we begin sometimes with what it is that you have that you currently don't like. But anyway, it's a whole process. You figure out what you want. And then there's the acting and the doing. And this is where the rubber meets the road, my friends. This is where we begin to truly make change. We can make plans, we can make lists, we can journal, we can vision, we can dream. But unless our actions change, the outcomes don't change. So one tip I want to give you today, without going into this whole process, is that how we create the future that we want is that we show up today as who we most want to be. Let me say that again. We show up on a given day as the person we want to be effortlessly in the future. So let me give you an example. I want to be a person who exercises with ease. Now, I'm not that person right now. It takes some real mind work sometimes for me to sit up from this desk. I get really attached to this desk and actually go outside and take a walk. I'm embarrassed to say that, but something I love to do, I don't do without some sort of internal struggle. I've also got arthritis in some joints and some things where there's some pain involved. So again, I have resistance. But my future self, the ideal for me, the goal I have is that I'm a person who goes and exercises with ease. So you know what that means? That on a given day, I need to bring in that thought, that belief, that energy, and put on my tennis shoes and go outside. Showing up on that day as the person who I most want to be in the future. Does that make sense? So that you can take any example. I want to be a person who believes that money is abundant and clients are dying to come work with me and that travel is possible and all those things around money. So I have to show up today with those same feelings. I have to show up as the person who believes that just on the other side of this podcast is someone who needs my services and they are clamoring to get here and I'm ready. Or that when I put money away for the future, that is an exciting thing that's building my wealth. Okay? So I have to show up today as the person I most want to be. And understanding that it's an imperfect thing, I don't necessarily embody all of that yet, but I'm definitely not going to have the outcome if I don't begin to show up in that way. So my invitation to you is to begin to give some thought about who, not what do you want to have? That's almost the wrong question, although it's not a bad question that you can begin in that place. What do I want? But ultimately, you have to get to the question of who am I? Who do I need to be to create the results that I want? Who do you need to be to create an easily gaining six-figure business? Who do you need to be to run the marathon? Who do you need to be to climb to the ladder in your corporate job to the position that you want? Who do you need to be to find and be open to the love of your life? Those are the questions. Who do you need to be? And then ask yourself, first of all, do I want to be those things? I mean, you don't have to. You know, you may say, oh, okay, that when I discovered that I need to be this kind of person, maybe that I don't have the energy for that. That's okay. But again, I'm not saying that there's only a particular kind of person who can have these things. But what I'm saying is you've got to embody it. It's got to be in your soul. It's got to be in your knowing in a way that when you're called to do what I call the unsexy actions, that you have enough of the juice on the inside that it makes sense, that it feels right. And when I call it unsexy, what I mean is there's just nothing particularly glamorous about taking a daily walk. There's just nothing particularly glamorous about sitting down and faithfully writing 2 or 3 hours a day if you have a commitment to get your memoir out. There's nothing particularly glamorous about working on yourself and looking at your hard stuff around relationships and kind of looking at maybe where you have made poor decisions in the past or would do things differently going forward. There's nothing particularly sexy about that. Some of those are even hard. But most of the things that we want to create in our life require us showing up, doing things that feel fairly repetitive and even boring and unsexy. Let me give you another example, one I think everybody can relate to. I don't think anybody would raise their hand and say, I love living in a cluttered, messy, dirty home. I bet nobody would choose that. So I'm going to go on the assumption that everybody would like to, most everybody would like to live in a place that was clean, uncluttered, and felt good to them. So how do you have a clean, uncluttered home that feels good to you? Well, dang it all, you clean the bathrooms on a regular basis. You rinse out the sink. You don't let toothpaste globs, you know, stay there, you know, for days. You make your bed. You change your sheets. You make sure you clean the kitchen after you cook. You take every now and then you do a deep clean where grease or things have splattered around the microwave. You do a whole lot of unsexy actions that give you the thing that you want. And so who do you have to be to create the results you want? You might notice that that's not as necessarily easy for you. It's like, oh, okay. Let's take an example of you're building your business. Okay, you're building a business. And you realize that you have this vision for what it looks like and how many people you want to serve and the amount of income you want to make and how many people you want to hire. You have this vision. And then you realize that you want to be the person who shows up to that with enthusiasm, optimism, and determination and consistency. Let's imagine now you look at those list of four things and you're like, you know, I'm not too hot at all those. I'm not a particularly consistent person. Or I can slip back into pessimism. So there's your marching orders. What does a consistent, determined person do? So then it becomes clear to you of what skills do you have to develop to be and create the results that you want. So you have to figure out, how do I show up today as the person I want to be in the future? And you have to be willing for it to be clunky. You have to be willing for it to be imperfect. But you have to be willing to show up in service to your future self. While that may sound easy, I'm just going to honor and validate for any of you who are listening to this who says, oh, this is harder than it sounds. I'm going to say, yes, it is. Yes, it is. Because our brains, first of all, are a bit lazy. Our brains like us to do the same things over and over and over. We also don't really like to change. We humans find our place, that comfortable, you know, I call it the velvet rut, that is comfortable and safe. And we like to hunker down in that little bunker of our velvet rut. But if you're in that velvet rut and you're constantly dreaming of what's outside of that, then you're going to have enough juice to show up. I'm just going to promise you that. But it will take effort. It will take effort for you to sit in that velvet rut and at least entertain the questions of, what do I want instead of this? And who do I need to be in order to create that results? But here's the good news, you guys. You don't have to wait till you totally become a new person to have it. Nope. You can decide today. You can do something right now, right after you finish listening to this podcast, that's in service to your future self. You can ask yourself a couple of powerful questions and then take one action today and move the needle. If you want to be a person whose body is more flexible and bendy and has less aches and pains, you can stand up wherever you are and stretch for 5 minutes. If you want to be a person who builds relationships and shows up in the most honest and forthright ways, you can take a look in your life and go, where's an important conversation I'm going to need to schedule? If you're a person who wants to live in a home that's beautiful and uncluttered, you can go right now and set a timer for 10 minutes and tidy up, and you will be living in a more beautiful space. It really is that simple. And if you do that on repeat, then you can't help but create the results you want. If you want to be a person who's leaner, let's say you want to be a thinner, leaner person, and you decide simply to change the proportions of food that you eat, the portions of food that you intake over time, it can't help but change your physicality. It's science. But it's also the sum total of small little tweaks. Now, you can choose to do this on a bigger scale. You don't have to do tiny micro tweaks. Folks who hire me are like ready to jump all in and really make macro moves and macro changes. But that's not necessary if you want to begin the process of creating the life you want. You can start on a smaller scale or you can go big. And let me give you one other piece of advice. And I got this advice from James Clear from his book, Atomic Habits, which I highly recommend. And he says, before you can perfect a habit, you have to establish a habit. And this highlighted for me one of the biggest mistakes I have made in the past and continue to make sometimes, is that I set this ginormous goal. So let's say I'm over here not walking or not moving at all, and I'm over here saying I want to run a marathon, which I never said that. But let's say I want to go back to where I was 2 or 3 years ago, where I was walking pretty effortlessly 3 miles a day. So from 0 to 3 miles a day. Well, the reality is I can't go from 0 to 3 miles a day. Not only could I possibly not do it physically, but emotionally and mentally. So his advice is that you establish a habit, then you perfect it. So in this case, what's the most important is not how far I walk, but is that I put my shoes on and I get outside. Is it 5 minutes? Is it 10 minutes? Is it 30 minutes? Is it a quarter of a mile? Is it a whole mile? Is it a mile and a half? All that doesn't matter. So that's the piece of advice as you're thinking, okay, who do I want to show up to be? What is the life I want in the future? And who do I need to be to create that? Establish a simple, imperfect habit. What I mean imperfect, when it's not leading directly to the results really, really fast. That was my dog in the background shaking her head. I'm not going to edit that out. Anyway, establish the habit. Then you can perfect it, and then you can build on it. That's my tip there from James Clear on Atomic Habits. So my friends, what could you do today to show up as who you most want to be in the future? What are the things that you most want? And I'll tell you, this morning I sat down in my own journal and I asked myself this question. And I wrote out, I want to be a woman who, I want to be a woman who, and then I had about 10 different entries in there. I want to be a woman who lives in a beautiful, clutter-free home that nourishes her on a daily basis. I want to be a woman who is flexible and vibrant and moves without effort every day. I want to be a woman who, I want to be a woman who. And so if that's your one takeaway, I invite you to do that today. Whether you write it down, there's something really powerful about writing it down, or whether you do a walking meditation, or whether you bring this up with your friends and you all discuss it together. But who do you want to be? And then how can you begin to show up in that way right now? Show up today as who you most want to be in the future. And that, my friends, is how you begin the journey to design the life that you want on purpose, to design the life that you want. I hope that's helpful. If I can support you in any way, I am here for you. Go out and be today who you most want to be in the future. Blessings. Thank you so much for listening to the Design Your Life on Purpose podcast, and I sure hope that you're taking away something that you can begin to use today. Speaking of things you can use, I have lots of free things over at sherryhoneycutt.com, and the one I want to highlight in today's podcast is something I call Work Your Butt Off, and I spell it B-U-T. Let's get those butts worked off, and it is a 30-day program to help you get your butts off the couch. It's 30 videos, it's a 75-page workbook, I think, and it's free to help you begin to take deliberate action toward getting that thing or those things done. So that's what I've got for you. I would love to invite you over to sherryhoneycutt.com. Click under cool stuff and you'll find that. You'll also find the link in the show notes and in the description of this podcast. Y'all, I'm here to help you take action, because action is how we begin to get new thoughts around our life. So go check it out. Get your free copy of this course that I've designed, and go and design your best life. Until next time.